This is sa-news.com. Imfuleni uses electricity disconnected without notice, while 12 councillors who owe together over 300,000 rand are not disconnected. Residents and businesses in the Golden Triangle are furious about illegal ELM power cuts due to alleged non-payment, while 12 councillors from the Imfuleni local municipality ELM, who received a well-deserved nickname of Dirty Dozen, have not been cut off, notwithstanding the fact that they together owe over 300,000 rand in outstanding electricity payments. Ordinary residents and businesses, on the other hand, were cut without knowledge or warning. The Chamber of Commerce of the Golden Triangle is now demanding a total moratorium on electricity disconnections of residents and businesses until the municipality can comply with the relevant laws and procedures. An ELM spokesperson confirmed that the 12, the Dirty Dozen, councillors owe their own municipality at least over 300,000 rand from the beginning of August. They presumably consist out of high-ranking political office bearers who are breaking the law by not paying their bills. Yet last week, ELM began cutting off hundreds of residents and businesses, illegally and without procedure, many without notice. But many more than 12 of the many councillors currently sitting now may owe even more money to ELM, over which they make important policy decisions such as the disrupting power supply, because the Dirty Dozen were identified from a control group of only 32 councillors, less than half of all council members. The Golden Triangle's Chamber of Commerce is now demanding an indefinite moratorium on the cut-off crisis for residents and business account holders until ELM is able to implement the law and best practice and procedures for dispute resolutions. They also demand a full investigation and disclosure of overdue bills by ELM councillors so that the criminals can be named and shamed in public and forced to pay their debts before the local election. The cut-off crisis has deepened as ELM refused to disclose the names of the Dirty Dozen whose existence was revealed by a Vaal Weekblad investigation. A high-level crisis meeting is now expected this week between Klippies Kritzinger, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, and Thabo Hundlovu, acting municipal manager of the ELM, to discuss the issue and also the highly controversial security contract of 11 million rand per month from the embattled local municipality. ELM must immediately announce all names and whether the Dirty Dozen includes the mayor and the mayoral committee and the council chairman, he stated. It is name and shame time for the politicians who exploit the system illegally by favoring senior ELM officials and shamelessly ordering the municipality to cut off residents and businesses illegally, just to collect money for their own salary, said Kritzinger. Kritzinger further said that the municipality has no dispute resolution committee in place, as required by law, and that ELM tariffs were also illegal because a high court rejected their excessive tariff increases in 2019. Visit sa-news.com for more headlines that challenges mainstream media.